AP Radio News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue at Omaha Beach in France. 75 years ago today, Allied forces landed there, starting the push that would eventually end World War II in Europe. French President Emmanuel Macron has a message for those who fought.
On behalf of my nation, I just want to say thank you.
President Trump says the alliance of countries like France and Britain was forged in the heat of battle.
Those who fought here won a future for our nation. They won the survival of our civilization.
The president said the bond is unbreakable. Later, President Trump played down differences with France over Iran.
I don't think we have differences over Iran. I don't think that the president wants to see nuclear weapons, and neither do I. And that's what it's all about. He doesn't want to see them having nuclear weapons, and I don't want to see them having nuclear weapons, and they won't have nuclear weapons.
Now that the U.S. is out of the nuclear deal, France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China have been struggling to keep Iran in the deal and reduce tension. Mexico's president is planning a unity rally in Tijuana on the border Saturday to, in his words, defend the dignity of Mexico. President Trump has threatened to impose a 5% trade tariff on Mexico starting Monday if stricter immigration policies are not imposed. Police in Detroit say a man has died in a shootout with a Wayne State University police officer. The Detroit News is reporting someone reported the man was riding his bike and firing a gun, and he shot at a police officer before the officer returned fire. Officials at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point say one cadet was killed, 22 people injured, when a vehicle they were riding in for summer training overturned. Strong winds kicked up a dust storm in parts of West Texas. The weather term is Habub. There was limited visibility around Lubbock, Texas. This is AP Radio News. Amazon says it expects to start delivering orders to homes by drones in just a few months.
And it's the most elegant and sophisticated system out there today.
Speaking in Amazon's inaugural event in Las Vegas, Jeff Wilkie, Amazon's consumer worldwide CEO, says the drones will be safe.
Once the customer gets too close, he's detected before the drone gets close to the ground. The drone recognizes that it's not safe, so it doesn't descend any further.
Amazon's drones are fully electric and can fly up to 15 miles and carry packages that weigh up to 5 pounds.
Customers are notified when the drone is approaching in our system, so we don't expect to see people in the delivery zone very often, but that doesn't matter. We collect huge amounts of data and run millions of simulations to verify that any situation is covered.
No comment on the drones yet from the Federal Aviation Administration, which regulates the commercial use of drones. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.